We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pa'omim Sheshneim Bechatos, Pa'omim Sheshneim Ba'asham. We're talking about, going back to the case of the Mishnah, where you had a guy who rented something, a para from his friend, and he lent it to someone else. So Loch is a Seicher, is Chayiv in Gnev Vaveda, and Potter in Oinis. That's how Gemara is going. Like Tosis points out on top of Dav Lam Vav and Alv, going according to Hashem Esachah, that a Seicher is like a Hashem Esachah. And a Shoyal is Chayiv in Oinisim. And now we're going to have a case where either they're both Chayiv in a Chatos, both Chayiv in a Osham, Pa'om Shah Seicher Bechatos, Vashel Ba'osham, sometimes the Seicher is Chayiv in a Chatos, the Shoyal is a Osham, Pa'om Shah Seicher Ba'osham, Vashel Bechatos. What are we talking about here? The halacha is that if someone makes a shvua and that shvua supports a kfiras mamon, it supports my not paying for something because I made a shvua, and then it found out that it's a shvua sheker, the halacha is you bring an osham, it's called an osham gzeles. But if someone makes a shvua, a false shvua, but it didn't help him be kfir mamon, it didn't help him deny any money, so that's called, and that's a shvua sheker, it's called a shvua bidui. And that brings a carbon oil of a yirid. So, and that's called a chatas. Certain chatas called the oil of a yirid, where it depends how wealthy he is. If he's wealthy, he brings a behema. If he's not so wealthy, he brings two birds, oifis. And if he's even poorer than that, he brings a mincha. But in any case, that's a case of oil of a yirid. Actually, in the case of oil of a yirid, there, I think it's just two oifis or a behema. But I can put him in any case, you bring a chatas. You bring a chatos if it's just a regular shvuas bitui. If it's a shvuas that's kaifer mamoin, you bring then a asham. So it says sometimes both the shaykh and shal b'chayv asham, either both of them b'chayv chas el v'yared, or maybe sometimes one b'chayv chas el v'yared, one not. And what's the case? The Gemara explains. First of all, it gives the rules. Okay, it's out of kfiras mamoin. If it's kfiras mamoin, bring asham. Beat this for sayim. If it's just shvuas shekel, out of kfiras mamoin, it's chatos. So how is these things possible? It's possible to both bring a chatas. How? This behema died kedarka, which is oinus. Va'omru nensa. And they both swore that it was nensa, which means list of mezuyim, for example, armed robbers stole it. And it turned out it wasn't true. So now, the soicher, in any case, he's potter, because the truth is, it was meisa kedarka, which is oinus anyway, he's potter. He swore there was this type of oinus. So soicher, the ben kach, mifter, potter, there's anyway potter, so he brings bechatas. He brings a chatas, because it didn't help him be kai for the moment, the shvua. Anyway, was oinus. And shoyal, the opposite is true. Shoyal, the ben kach, either way, it's chayv reins him, so he also brings some chatas. So here's the case where both the Shoyal and the Seichel will bring a Chatas because both of them, the Shvua, did not help the cause. By the Seichel anyway is Chayiv, and by Seichel is anyway Potter, and by Shoyal is anyway Chayiv. The next case, what's the case? They're both Chayiv and Asham. The Palm Shtayim and Asham, Kegoin Shenignava, it was stolen. And if something is stolen, so then everyone is Chayiv. Va'omru Meisamach Mas Malacha. And they both swore that it was meisamach mas malacha. It died in the middle of the job, which is pot even by Shoyal. Tavayu kol kafri umayin. Now they're both using their shvua to pat themselves from mamin. They're both chayiv because they're gneva. But kol patri and avshayu, so therefore they both bring, they're really chayiv and they try to pat themselves. They both bring an osham gezeles. What's the case where seicher b'chatas v'shel b'osham kegoin shemesa kedarka, which means there was an oinus. Va'omru meisamach mas malacha, and they swore that it was meisamach mas malacha. So it turns out in this case, the soicher, the ben kach mifter, potter, anyway potter, chayiv b'chatas, brings the chatas. Shoyal, the mechayiv, really, oinus is chayiv by shoyal, and they're claiming meisamach mas malacha. So shoyal, the mechayiv, basically, darko, v'ka potter, nafshay meisamach mas malacha, b'asham, bring the asham. What's the case? Soicher b'asham, b'shoyal b'chatas, k'goin, shenignava, who was stolen. And they both swore that it died by oinus. So Seicher used that shvua to pat himself. Seicher to bechayiv nevaveh devikol pot nafshei b'meisa kedarka. He pat himself with the shvua. He brings the vashom. But the shoyal, even the oinus is chayiv. He didn't gain anything from the shvua. So he brings the chatos. Shoyal the bechayiv chatos. He brings the chatos. My kamash mulak. So that's this beautiful memra for Rabbi Yirmiyah that says that it's possible sometimes both chata, sometimes both asham, sometimes one on one. And it's very simple. If it's a kviras mamon, then it's an asham. If it's not a kviras mamon, then it's a chatas. Now, what's exactly the chiddush? You know, with the chumash and mishnah is, you know exactly all this. What's the chiddush? Right, the Gemara Kasha, my Kamash Milan. What's the chiddush? We know that an asham gazel is only chayav a kviras mamon. What's the chiddush? Lafukim with Rav Ami. The Omar, kol shvuos adiyon mashpiyim oisa, in chayav lam shvuos shvuos bitoi. The pasuk that says that yechayev a chatos ha'oil v'yayred when you make a shvuas sheker, Rav Ami says only if he made a shvua, he saw it himself, he's making a shvua. But if dayonim umechayev him the shvua, then there's no din of karmel chatos. That's what Rav Ami says. He says kol shvuas adiyonim mashpiyim oisa in chayav lam shvuos shvuos bitoi shnema. Oy nefesh kiseshav alavate besvasayim. The mashmoyis is kiseshav miyatzmon. He swears himself. Kamash Malon over here. The loik Rav Ami, not like Rav Ami. And even if Bezdin's mechayev you a shvua, still it goes into the parasha of shvuas bitoy, which is chayev echatos of oil of yerk.
Which
is
This
here, Shomer. Every Shomer is shvuas bezdin. We're talking about Shomer here. Shomer, they came to Shomer. Where's my stuff? He says they died. So you have to swear for that. All these cases over here, all of them are shvuas bezdin, and still we're saying there's din shvuas bitoy. That's a chiddush, not like Rav Ami. Zog the Gemara weiter, nu Gemara. Er scheich ist am Mishnah, aber es nu Gemara. Itma, Shomer, Shemassel, Shomer. You have a Shomer who's watching the dog, like this day, it'll be very negay these days, you know. A person who has a dog, he gave the dog to the babysitter, he went on vacation. And this Shomer also needs to go on vacation. It's a longer 3 months vacation for the guy, for the owner. So he decides he'll give it to the next guy. He passes the cow to the next guy. Shomer, Shemassel, we have permission. That's the question. Shomer Shemassel or Shomer without permission. Shomer gives it over to another Shomer because he wants to go away. What's the halacha? Rav Amar Potter, Rav Yochanan Chayev. What does Potter mean? Potter means is that he's not more Chayev than whatever his Shomer, whatever his Chiyuv Mar, if he's a Shomer Sacher. He's not Chayev more than Gnevev Aveda. Now, if it was the Oynes, he's Potter. Even though the Oynes wasn't by him, it was by the next Shomer, he's still Potter. Rav Yochanan Chayev, once you pass it on to a Shomer, you're responsible for all, anything that happens. The Gemara explains. Amar Abaye, time of the Rav, loy meboyi, that not only a potter when, Hashem Echinom Shemal Shem Esachah, the Hashem Echinom, it makes an upgrade in the Shemira, he gives it to Hashem Esachah. The Aluyah Ayla Shemira, so he upgraded the Shemira, there is partially a potter. Ela filu Shem Esachah, Shemal Shem Echinom, even Hashem Esachah gave it to Hashem Echinom, the Guru Yigaro Shemira, so he downgraded the Shemira, stole your potter on the Oynes. Avad Yichayev Gnev Avedu, because that you can't, you're chayav in aveda, but even if you downgrade the shmirah, you're still part on the oynes. My time, the marshal of bendas, you gave it over to a bendas. My time, I gave it over to a competent person, and therefore it's not a taina. But the tamei de Rav Yechanan zok tabaya, tamei de Rav Yechanan loy mebayi shem esachah shem marshal shem echinam the guru garal shem rasoi. Rav Yechanan says you chayav when you pass it on to the next shemer. Not only are you chayav when you give it over, when you downgrade it to Hashem Echinam, when you downgrade the Shmirella, feel Hashem Echinam, Hashem Masa, Hashem Esacha. Even Hashem Echinam that gave it over to Hashem Esacha, the Alude Eilish Rasa is still Yechayev. Why Yechayev? The Malay, because the owner says, Ein Ritzoyni, Shepikdun Garacha. I don't trust anyone else. I gave you the Bekadon. You have no right to pass it on to the next person. And that alone is considered like a Gzela, and therefore Yechayev. That's what Abaye says, Pshat, Nerav Yechanan. That's as ein ritzoni shehei pikdoni biyadacha. We'll see later on in the Gemara that Rav has a different pshat in Rabbi Yechanan, but according to Abaye, pshat in Rabbi Yechanan is ein ritzoni shehei pikdoni biyadacha. Om Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, "Hod Rav lav aferish itma." By the way, just know that this din of Rav that he says that shomer shemassel shomer is potter is not a first Rav. El mechlala. That's what Rav Chista held. Rav Chista held, obviously. The other man didn't like that, but Rav Chista held that this whole Rav was not real. Because it was just Mechol Itmar, and we'll see it's not a Rav in that case. What was the story? The Hanu Gunoi, the Chol Yoyim HaMafkdim Arayu Gavah, that he's Safta. There were certain gardeners, they left their garden tools, their shovels, by a certain old lady. Yoyim Echad, one day, they didn't leave it by this old lady. Afkidim Gavachavanao, one of the workers, they left it by him. Shama Kola Behelula, he heard a chasana, this guy. So nafak, he wanted to go out. Also afka dinu lagaba. So he dropped it off by the safta. He didn't ask the other owners. He just did it himself. Afkidu lagaba the high safta. It's basically a shemer, masha shemer. Ada also when he was away, ignorant varai was stolen. Also, I guess there was Shem Echinam, so Shav is your potter now. Also, I can make the rabbi potter, he said your potter. So man, the chazo, anyone who saw this, sova, mishum shema, shemosh, shema potter, see, shema, shema potter. But v'loi, it's not a raya. So this whole thing is not a raya, why? Shani hasam, chol yoyma, nami inu gufayu, kabadi saftav mafkidlu. It's not a raya, why? Because every day they use the safta. So you can't say, in ritsoini, shepikdem yarachar, because the maisa, they trusted this lady. And therefore, it's not a raya to all over that Shema Shemasa Shema is Pater. That's what Chis is really trying to tell you.
Stop trusting
her. Huh?
Maybe they stop trusting her.
Right.
They're 99, they don't trust her.
Right. I guess if you don't know of anything that happened, there's no reason to think they stop trusting her. If something happened that made you think that, then fine. Here, nothing happened that made you think that. So what's up is to stop trusting her. So therefore, here, L'chaira, that wouldn't be a raya. Huh?
They didn't give it to her that night.
It's not a raya. They don't want to bother. It was Shem Echina, remember. We don't want Shem Echina. They don't want it for free. They don't want to bother when they don't have to. Why can they do something themselves? People like doing things themselves. Used to be, at least. People did things themselves. They didn't hire, you know, car cleaners. They cleaned the car for themselves, the chametz. They wanted to clean it themselves. Finished. That's the way it is. So he wanted to watch themselves. That's not a kasha. Yeah. Yosef Rav Ami, v'kama lo l'ho shmaitza. Rav Ami set over this shmaitza of Rav, and of Shmuel, this machloik, of Rabbi Yechanan, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, this machloikis, if Shemer Moshem is chayev apata. And basically, Rabbi Yechanan said that if you give it over to Shemer, that alone is negligent, and you're a gazlin, you're chayev, just for giving it over to Shemer. So the Mara's a bomb of kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Eisve Rabba Bamamal or Rav Ami. Rav Abba asked Rav Ami this kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. It says in our Mishnah, Seicha Paro, Mechaveiro, someone rents a paro from his friend, Veshila Laachar, and he lent it to someone else. Umesa kedarka, and I've died at be'oynis, Yushava ha-soicher shemesa kedarka. The soicher swears that it was a'oynis, and talocha is his potter. Va'asher moshah ha-soicher actually makes money on the deal. Shel pays the soicher. V'im isa, if you hold a Rabbi Yechanan, why in the world is the soicher potter? Le'imalei, emir tzoyin shebi'am me'acha. I don't want my b'kod by someone else. Why let a soicher be shell to someone else? Who gave you permission for that? El'charit v'ksira gzela. Amalei. So Rav Ami answered Rav Abba, good kasha. I'll tell you, hachamay askinon, kishenoshu loy lahashol. The Bailam gave rishus to lend it out. Right, the Gemara, if that's the case, he gave rishus to lend it out to that person, so then that shayl should be chayv to the owner. Yachi, le Bailam boy l'shlume. Because that was part of the deal. You're the soicher, he's a shayl, and I agreed to everything. It's part of my deal. Damri lo le daitcha. He didn't tell him who and what to do. He said, if you want, you could be mashal to that person. You know, I'm not makbid. But Lamaisa, the Bailim didn't say that you have to do that or that's what I want you to do. It's up to you. And so since the Soicher is in charge, so therefore, he's the one who is responsible, is the Baldim between him and the Bailim. And the Shoyl is between the Shoyl and the Soicher. That's why, even though he has permission, but still, the Shoyl and the Soicher ones made the deal. So the kasha was, it's aimed her to be also to do, to pass it on to the Shoyl. It says, you have permission. Not like kasha. Masu Rav Machama. Hamafkid Moyos. That's the Mishnah later on. Says Hamafkid Moyos Eitz Lachavei, right? If you gave money to your friend to watch, Tzarav Avshin Lachayrav, the Shomer took it, he wrapped it in a handkerchief, and he put it on his back. Or Masron LeBenoyu Bita Ketanim, he gave it over to his children, Benoyu Bafneim, and locked the door. Shaloi Karo, and not such a good lock. Chay. The loch is Yechai, Vashla Shoma Kedarach HaShemim. Both these cases are not considered a good Shemira. But we're going to concentrate on the second one. Moshe Lebnei B'ita Ketanim. Taimo the Ketanim. The only reason it's not a good Shemira is because he gave it to Ketanim. Hagadolim. If he gave it to the Potter. Amai, Elfi Rabbi Yechanan. Why is a Potter? If you give it to a Ben Das, give it to a Gadol. I name Alei, Eim Tzoyin Shem, I gave it to you, not to your children. Even to Gadolim, even to a Ben Das, I gave it to you. Going to Rabbi Yechanan, passing it on to the next Shemir is negligent and considered exhala. So how can you pass it on to Gedolim? It's mashma dafik tanim. It's no good. We give Gedolim, it's good. Amar Rava. So Rava answers like this. The bottom. We're turning it over now. Amar Rava call a mafkid al das ishto yabonav mafkid. When you mafkid to a certain person, the das is that he would give it over to his wife or children. That's the way it works. Al das ishto yabonav mafkid. Your das is that you'd give it to your children at least a gedolim or your wife. That's part of the stam das. So it comes out of Vada, the gedolim is taka good. You know why? Because it's his children. And there's a shush for that. If it would be someone else's gedolim, that would be taka problem. But his is good. So Amri Nadoi, Dekanami. It's very meduyik in this Mishnah, like this Teretz. Why? It says if you pass it on to the son or daughter of the Ketanim, Yechayiv, or B'nai Bita, Gedolim, Potter, Mechlal, Delacherim, Loishna Gedolim, Loishna Ketanim, Chayiv. Tim Kain, list the Ketanim, Stoma. L'chayra, it's very meduyik that that dafka your own children is a chilek, but if it be someone else's children, then even gedolim by someone else would be no good. Why? Because ain't mitzvah l'acher. What's the raya that's true? That mechlal l'acherim loishnag gedolim loishnag ketanim chayiv. Then Cain listik ketanim stoma. Just say you gave it over to ketanim, and we'll know gedolim is good. No, I said you benoya ketanim. The only time there's a diak is only your children. So then there's a chilek ketanim gedolim. But if it be someone else's children, even gedolim be no good. So Shema Mino, you see that Eimet Tzoyne Shereg Dan Ra'acher, and Dafka, your own children, they're a diak, they will be fine, because you have permission for your own children. But other people's children, Nevada B'yasa. Omer Rava, Hilchasa, what's Halach L'maisa? Shema 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 Chayiv. He says, V'pasla Kar B'yechanon. And Shema, they gave over to Hashem Yechayiv, Lo Meboyu Shema Shachar Shema Shema Chinam. The Guru Gara Shema Shema Shema. Not only if you make it down, if you downgrade the Shemira, give it to Shema Chinam. That dear Yechayiv, Elafilu Shema Chinam, you're a Shema Chinam, and you give it to a better Shema. Shema Shema Shachar, you're still Chayiv. My time, what's the reason? Tam Yilei, At Mehem Tli B'Shua. You, who I gave the Bekotim to, I believed with a Shua. Hey, the other person, Lo Mehem Tli B'Shua, I don't believe him with a Shua. So here we have a new reason, not like Abaya. Abaya said the reason was because Ein Ritzoni Shepik Dani Biaracher. Here, Rav is passing Rabbi Yechon. I'm saying a new reason. The reason is because I don't believe you with a shua. I only believe the shomer. I don't believe the guy you gave it to with a shua. And therefore the halacha is yichayev because I don't believe you. Now, in a case, let's say the shomer Rishon can make the shua here. He saw what happened. Then it's Hakav Yipata according to Rav. According to Abaya, since he gave it away, you're a gazlan. If he can make a shua, the first shomer saw the story, he can make a shua, Yitaka will be potter. That's Tais speaks out. Tais says, L'kach, hechash ha-shomer rishon yachal yishav ala oynes, oysho ha-eidim b'davo, ha-eidim potter. You're potter. And the Tais, a little further, a few lines later, says, V'soyva rava, shizel time shav yechon, loika abaya, damash neirin tzayni. So, choykas abaya and rava, what's pshat in Rav Yechon?